right.
Will not be presented tonight, so that we may bring you the following special program.
Now, a special program in living color on NBC.
Oh, wow. I don't know if I would call it special today. I mean, it's Monday, but we're going to try, you know?
Yeah.
Good morning. Always. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the second hour of Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on MyTalk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything chicken breasts. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly on this Monday, March 25th, 2024. Thank you for being here. Chances are you're listening to us in a slower commute because of Snowmageddon 2009, not 2024, 2009. That's right.
It's Snowmageddon. Snowmageddon. 2009.
24. That's right. Continuing coverage of Snowmageddon. I love these weather days because, and it's not, I'm not just picking on my TV station over here, but every station goes cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs when there is any type of weather.
Oh, yeah.
Even though it's Minnesota and we get snow all the time.
It's exciting.
But every oh my god, they put weather right. It is a record, but you know what I mean, Lex. They put weather people in cars.
Oh, absolutely.
Live, but you know they put people outside, yes, like Al Roker on top of snow hills, and they go live into on people's decks with rulers of how much snow has fallen on their picnic table, and
yes,
oh, it's Harry Carey, girl.
This is their time.
Oh, it is their It's their party, man. It's their Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And they got, they called everybody over here at Channel 9. They got, and I think Channel 5 did too. Everyone got in early.
Mm-hmm.
People got hotel rooms over here.
Oh, like, right.
Oh, yeah. Because we're out in Eden Prairie. So they got hotel rooms for people.
Yeah, there's like, one right there. Perfect.
Yeah. Like, oh, my God, people.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not, you know, when you hear double-digit inches...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got to watch mm-hmm. out now.
Yeah. You can't Scooby Doo your car out like us radio people have to do.
Right.
Like Holly had to do.
Oh, yeah.
How was Holly. That Scooby doing yeah. for you, Holly?
Well,
how
you
was
that? You've been with your knees and not with your back. But yeah, again, a reminder, the snow's wet and this snow is heavy. Yeah. So this is that heart attack snow that they talk about. So if you're out there shoveling, just, you know, be mindful.
Be mindful.
Yeah.
Lots Mom, of school are you closures, that? Too, so just be aware of that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, oh, heck, why bother?
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
Why bother just showing up home. To school? Just, yeah. No.
Yeah.
We're wondering how many audience members we're going to have. We're like, we should just, let's just do a puppet show or something for the TV show, but because people don't want to drive in this nonsense. People don't want to go to school in this nonsense. They don't want to go. Everything was so busy yesterday. We went to Target. You would have thought it was the end of the world.
Oh, yeah. Saturday, too. I went to Costco to pick up some booze for something.
What are you doing?
Yeah,
you
I know
better. You Lex.
Look, on a Saturday, yes, that's a lot, right? But I had to. I didn't even go into the food side. I just went to the alcohol side.
Attagirl.
And I've never experienced this before. There were no carts available.
Oh, yeah.
None.
I went to a local big box store on Saturday.
Yep.
And there was like one cart with a weird wheel.
Yeah, the one that rejected. Everyone's like,
the one that nobody wanted. Yep. And it was like, well.
And it shakes, Holly.
Yes.
It shakes as you're, oh, I hate those.
It shakes and it breaks.
Yep.
Yeah.
When you don't want it to. But yeah, it would.
Oh.
Yeah.
Busy.
Very busy. Everyone's preparing. Hey.
Holly, can you grab the hotline? It's B. Arthur. I just texted her to call Lex. I want to make sure she has broom safety today with the weather, Lex. You
oh,
know?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Yeah. B? B? Is that you?
Oh, hey, are B. you guys okay?
We're okay.
We made it.
You're live on the radio. Lex, Holly, and I are just calling. We want to make sure with the weather, you know, Kenny's updating the traffic that you that you observe broom safety as you fly into work today.
Broom safety, yes. I'm observing that. I was thinking of you guys because I got up early this morning and I thought, oh my God, how are they going to make it? Remember that one time when Jason, remember the one time when Jason was all by himself?
Oh my God, Lex, remember that?
Yes, oh, I God. Do remember that because I should have just come in and been like, yep, okay, April's not here today. But she lived. I grossly underestimated how far away she lived from me.
Yeah, so recount that story.
Yeah, Lex, what didn't she call you at the live? How was that?
So, yeah, it was 4 a.m. and I thought, okay, well, I need to leave now to make up for our 6 o'clock broadcast.
We were 5:30. Oh, no, we were 5:30 then. We were 5:30 then. That's right. Worse.
So, right, yeah. Okay, so for our 5:30 broadcast, and so I called April just to say, you know, how you doing? Are you okay out there? Because I knew we kind of lived
wasn't
close.
She out here? Wasn't she out like in Afton or something?
She was in Aspen. Yep. Not well. Afton. Afton. But it felt Afton. Like Aspen.
Afton,
yeah.
Afton, not Aspen, yeah. Colorado.
It sure yeah. felt like it though. And I was like, don't worry. I'll just come pick you up. It's not a big deal. And she's like, are you sure, Lex? Are you sure? And I'm just thinking, oh, I mean, how far could it be? It's just like a little past Woodbury. Not a big deal. Okay. Oh, no. No. Girl lived on, like, a farm, and there were snow plows. I was just in the back of the snow plow, just, like, trucking along, just luckily making it. And then there she was, standing on the road, like the country road, and all the snow was flowing around, and, oh, I felt so bad, but we made it eventually.
Meanwhile, back yeah. at the studio, right. It's 5:30, and it's just Jason.
Yes.
Yeah.
So and we're on the phone like, here's how you do it. Okay, turn this on. Okay, here's how you play stuff off the button bar. Okay, and then April was on the phone talking to you. Remember that?
Yes. Yeah.
While I'm Lex, just trying to drive, white-knuckling it.
Because, guys, I had never touched the board, the big board that Holly runs. I didn't know what buttons to push.
Nope.
So Lex is having, okay, Jace, it's the red button to the left, like the yeah. third to the left.
Not that left, that
Not
left.
Not that left.
The other one.
So the fact.
And Jason is essentially talking to himself.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, as an only child, I'm used to that. But I mean,
yeah, right.
All I did was play TV themes for a half hour, and Lex is laughing. Like April's calling me, and Lex, I can hear Lex laughing in the background because I'm like, okay, next is who's the boss, everybody. There we go.
Yes, we made it though. I mean, pretty.
We did, you guys
considering. Where we were and the distance we had to travel with the snow still coming down.
Because it was that a half point, hour, Lex.
At that point, it had already been, I mean, more than a foot. I mean, we mm-hmm. were.
And why you thought that would. That,
well, I thought I had plenty of time. It was 4.
That's true. That's
but,
true.
But you're yeah. right, though. Yeah. I just Girl, had no.
You just didn't know
but,
she lived.
But Lex, yeah. she lived in Aspen, Colorado.
I know. I should have known, B. I should have known.
Well. B, we just wanted to say, fly safely. Be careful. Yeah. Kenny is gonna let you know at 6:30 where do you fly? 37,000 feet. What altitude do you fly
right.
at?
See, I'm at 37,000 feet, so I don't even like worry yeah, about nothing. The snow.
Oh, that's true.
Until,
yeah.
She's up there. Until I have to land.
Oh, yeah, bumpy descent there.
Yeah, you're up there drinking yeah. gingies and stuff, right? Mm-hmm.
I might, drinking ginger ale. And then I think I'm just going to land on the helipad on top of Hubbard Broadcast.
Oh, perfect.
Well, that's great. Watch out for those wild turkeys out there, B.
That's right.
I know. Well, I'm glad you all made it.
Well, we're glad yeah. you will, too. We love you, B. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, B. Unless she works from home, that might just be it.
If you don't have to, why should yeah. you?
Because that now it's raining. That's yeah. going to be ice soon.
She can yell at us via email. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she can
yeah.
have a smoke break outside of her own home. Why come in? Those are two activities. Sending yeah. nasty emails and smoke breaks. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe I'm going to say this. I watched 2020 on Friday and my mouth was agape. I will tell you why. Oh. It was girl agape.
Hey,
everyone. It's Alexis. Last year, I enrolled in My Genetics by Health Partners to get a better understanding of my genetic health risks. This community health research study with no-cost genetic testing can help detect, prevent, and treat risks before they arise. But I also got to learn more about my ancestry breakdown and lots of interesting genetic traits, like if I'm prone to snoring, my caffeine metabolism, and even my earwax type. To learn more, visit healthpartners.com/yourgenes.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Time to go down to the Bonanza Ranch for a little boob tube bonanza. Right off the bat, let me tell you, this isn't light and fluffy. Just a warning. I'm talking about 2020. And right now, I can see it. You're nodding your head in the car. Like, oh, God, they're going to talk about that. You have to see this. It'll break your heart. But it was a story that I don't know how this missed me. I don't know. This was really, really troubling. This was the story of Ruby Frank. Lex, Holly, do you know who she is?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Unfortunately.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And all the things she did and, yeah, lock her up forever.
Yes.
Absolutely terrible.
Ruby Frank was a momfluencer. She had a YouTube series called Eight Passengers about her and her family. And I'm trying to bottom line this as quickly as I can for you. She ended up getting kind of hooked up with this woman. And I say woman, I want to use other names, but this woman named Jody Hildebrandt, who was a marriage, like a counselor in Utah. They all live in Utah. And they ended up, Jody ended up moving in with Ruby and Ruby's two youngest kids after the husband had moved out. And 2020 picks up when police raid Jody's house because Ruby, the influencer's youngest son, they refer to him as R, escaped the torture chamber, basically, that he was living inside Jody's house compound, I will say.
Oh, did they play the phone call from the neighbor?
Yes, I have that.
Oh, terrifying.
So here's the beginning of 2020. It's setting the stage. And Lex, it's connected. Here is the beginning of the story where the boy miraculously is able to escape. He is, to say malnourished is an understatement. His feet are burned because of other things that they did to him. And he walks up to a neighbor's Ring doorbell. And here's a little bit of it from 2020 on Friday. This is in Ivins, Utah.
It's a hot summer morning in the Kayenta neighborhood of Ivins, Utah, when a Ring camera picks up a young boy, not wearing any shoes, approaching a home. He rings the doorbell. No one answers. A minute later, another Ring camera from the neighboring home picks up the same boy. He tries the doorbell. It seems like no one's home at first. But then, the door opens.
Yes.
Hi, how are you? Wondering if you could do some favors.
Well, what are they?
Taking me to the nearest police station. Well, actually, just one slide.
What's going on, sir? I have a seat there.
And what happens next will kick off an investigation that will rock this otherwise sleepy, picturesque suburb. In fact, it'll shock the world.
And it did. Here's a little more.
Tell me exactly what's happened.
I just had a 12-year-old boy show up here at my front door asking for help. And he's said he just came from a neighbor's house. He's emaciated. He's got tape around his legs. He's hungry and he's thirsty.
Okay.
One of the most gut-wrenching things about that 911 call, you can hear in that homeowner's voice, he starts to cry, talking about the boy.
He has duct tape around each ankle. I think the good chance he's been... This kid has obviously been... He's been detained. He's been... He's obviously covered in wounds.
And he was. Let's take a break. We'll talk about the rest of the special, where it stands, where the monsters are, how the kids are. Juju Chang report. It was beautiful, beautifully reported by the crew over there at ABC News. It was an ABC 2020 special on Friday, available now on Hulu. It's all about Ruby Frank, from mom influencer to felon. We'll talk more about it another. The family looked absolutely perfect, especially on social media, on YouTube. But there was a dark side to 8 passengers. Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning. ABC News is a 2020 on Friday. Did a 2-hour special on Ruby Frank. She was a mom influencer with millions of followers on YouTube, where she focused a lot of her stuff on her parenting tips and kind of a window into her family. She had 6 kids, various ages, and toward the end of her time on social media, people started realizing, and there was actually a petition to get Child Protective Services over there, because people started noticing subtle and not so subtle signs in her videos that something was amiss. In one of them, her oldest son, and I say accidentally because I think Ruby was surprised, accidentally revealed that his bed was taken away from him for 2 months for something that he did, something pretty innocuous. And then that led to scrutiny, more scrutiny. The husband moved out. Ruby moved in with her friend slash business partner slash therapist, a monster named Jody Hildebrandt, who lived in Utah as well and had a $5.5 million house slash compound where Jody and her 2 youngest kids moved in with Ruby moved in with Jody. And it turned out to be, and this sounds like I'm a cliche, but truly a house of horrors. It was discovered that these kids were subjected to torture. The 2 youngest, absolute torture. The young boy was one of the things that you learn in the special was that the young boy would be forced to go outside in the Utah heat and clean a cemetery up, pick up trash from a cemetery with no shoes on. And he would have to go in the backyard and, you know, those little trampolines, not the big ones, but the little fitness trampolines. He was made to jump on that for 10 hours in the Utah heat. And that was verified by the fact that there were white stains on the trampoline from the salt from his perspiration. And it only ended when, and they referred to him as R, he managed to escape one day, went to a neighbor's house, and that neighbor called the police. They raided Jody Hildebrandt's house and found the little girl in a closet. She did not speak for 6 hours. The policeman had to sit with her. She was so malnourished that she ate a large pizza and a half of another pizza in that sitting. And you see through never before released documents from the prosecutor that these women had such little shame for what they were doing. They thought they were, God was with them, that they kept a diary, a detailed diary, a day-by-day diary of what they were doing to these kids. That's how they just had zero shame about this. And they found, the investigators found that blue diary when they raided the house. And this was just last summer. This was August of last year. And I believe they're still, you know, when the show did. Now, Lex, were you familiar with this before 2020?
Yeah, I was one of her followers, actually. And I remember some of the weird things that she would say, like one day her daughter forgot her lunch at Richwood School, forgot it. And the teacher said, hey, just bring it by. And she said, nope, she forgot it. And she deserves not to eat that day. And she's like, that's weird. And then, I mean, I didn't watch every video, but then, yeah, then you see other YouTubers compiling the videos of things that she said, the kids had said over time. And then now fast forward, you know, she's pled guilty to four counts of child abuse. And it's actually striking the stuff that she, I guess maybe not got away with, but the other accounts that, you know, in her plea, she didn't have to really pay for, I guess, and at least justice wise in this way. I don't know if there's justice for this. I mean, I hope she rots in hell. But, you know, just a straight up, these are your own children. And I'm also like, where's the dad in all of this? You know, I don't know if they addressed that.
They did.
Okay. Because I know he was just gone. But like, it's not like it's just, you know, like 10 days of torture. You know, this is ongoing. That had been going on for a long time. And yet, you know, I don't know. Are the kids with him now? Because I think that's
he's fighting for custody. They are in protective. They are at a foster family right now. He wants custody. He is in good standing and has a good relationship. And he learned this through 2020, the Ruby Frank special on Friday is what we're talking about. You learn that he has a good relationship with the middle kids, Lex, and then the oldest, who are now in their 20s. And he's fighting for custody from all of them. But she kicked him out of the house, or he left. The marriage was having trouble. Jody convinced Ruby to move in with her, Jody being the therapist.
Yeah.
And then he was gone. So when the cops bring him, you see him being interrogated, and he is completely surprised when the cops are telling him.
Yeah, what happened? What's that time frame? How long is it? Was it months?
Months.
I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with that, but it's terrible on all fronts, and you just feel what's going to happen.
The prosecutor is shooting for, and he said this at the end of the 2020 special, he wants the sentence to be long enough. So doing the math, it would be about 15 years. They are pushing for the sentence to be long enough that the kids are going to be adults so that they can decide and handle better these two women being free. So that's what the prosecutors are pushing for.
At the very least.
At the very least. That's what their objective is.
I've been kind of following it, you know, as we go along. But yeah, it's just disgusting. It's despicable. And wow. It's hard to talk about. So, I mean, you're doing a good job of kind of bottom lining everything. And to have a 2-hour special on, I'm glad other people know about it because, you know, that this is even happening.
It was, again, a warning. And Panda, Platinum Panda and I were talking about this. I looked at Colin. There is a portion where they show you the wounds of the boy. Because he was kept in handcuffs on his ankles. And after he escaped once in the middle of the night and they caught him. And after that, they started basically chaining him via handcuffs to various things in the house. And the wounds, Juju shows you. And it's just, it's horrible. It's just absolutely heinous. and you see the mom, you see Ruby in her, you know, she makes a statement. You see her kind of finally, after months, realizing what she did. She stopped, you know, talking about God. She stopped and she started blaming Jody.
Uh-huh. She's going to testify against her as well.
Yeah, she did. She did. Jody, meanwhile, got up there and was, and it pissed the judge off. You could tell Jody wasn't like Jody wasn't matter of fact, but she was very generic. She's like, I wish the kids well. And you could tell that the judge was not having that nonsense.
Oh my God.
Doing this all in the name of God. I mean,
Yeah. Ugh.
Good day to you, ma'am.
Yep. Believe me, I was sitting there going,
And so, everyone in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints should be absolutely appalled and up in arms and just, I don't know what, the excommunication, the whole thing is just, it's terrible.
Yep. You can watch it if you want to on Hulu. It was 2020 on Friday and goes into all of this from the rise to right up into where we are right now. Because again, this just happened. This was just last summer, end of August, when that little boy went to the neighbor. And bravo to that neighbor. I mean, that older gentleman and his wife who answered the door, answered the Ring camera. You know, he had made R went to, I think, two houses before someone finally answered their Ring doorbell. So just awful, awful, awful. You can see it on Hulu. Go to 2020, and it was Friday's episode. We're going to come back when we do. Pokes are back. Holly has that. And what are Ozempic babies? Alexis will. Hey, everybody. It's Jace for Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. And just a few days more in March, take advantage of one of the biggest sales that Skin Rejuvenation Clinic has on laser treatments. Moxie and Halo are $150 off in the month of March. If you are planning a summer vacation, you need to do these now because, you'll have a minimal downtime. I think I was red, and if you want to consider that downtime for a day with Moxie, but you come on the other side and your skin is stunning. I mean, you literally do glow. So you need to do this now. Don't wait until right before your vacation because you don't want to look like a little cherry tomato as you're heading to Palm Beach. No. Do it now, especially because you can save $150. Call Skin Rejuvenation Clinic and mention me for this deal. And don't forget to follow Skin Rejuvenation Clinic on Instagram for all of the deals. They change every month. Skin Rejuvenation Clinic in Edina.
And now, a hilarious, and we use that term loosely, dad joke.
That's a good one, Dad.
From Alexis. Here's one from listener Donna. Why is cat poetry risque? Because it's perverse. This has been a dad joke.
Very funny, Dad. Hilarious.
From Alexis.
Perfect.
Ooh.
Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Okay, what are Ozempic babies, Lex?
Wow. Okay, so Ozempic and Wegovy, I hope I'm saying that right, but it's the popular medicines that people are taking to lose weight, and of course, diabetics have taken it for a while now, but we're finding that Ozempic babies, women maybe having a problem getting pregnant, or maybe you don't want to get pregnant, are getting pregnant on these medications.
They are?
So, yeah, you've heard of COVID, Clomid babies. That's a fertility medicine. I mean, there's COVID babies, too.
So many babies.
Well, now we have Ozempic babies. And maybe you've struggled with infertility, or you're an older, maybe you think you're past your childbearing years. This is kind of a beware. Yeah, maybe you want to get pregnant, or maybe you don't. This article talks to a woman who's 40 and says, I had no idea that this would even be something. And surprise! Now, she's 40. She's going to have the child. So all good. But anyway, I just... wow. I mean, she's happy, but just to beware, you might... even people with PCOS or maybe insulin resistance, you're obese, you're still having a hard time, they're getting pregnant.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So I doubt in the commercials for Ozempic, that's listed as one of the side effects.
Babies. Possible, yeah. It should be. Yeah. Yeah. There's a woman on TikTok who's been having a really hard time. She said, I went from a weight loss journey to a pregnancy journal.
Oh, so, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
sometimes losing a little weight. I mean, Pilates, I think, helped get me pregnant. Now I needed fertility medication as well, but yeah.
Do you think
building
Pilates?
My score? Oh yeah, building up my core and the exercise. Yeah,
doing those hundreds.
That helped. I really do believe that it was a combination of all of that that helped me, and you know, I had a lot of problems getting pregnant.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, Zempic.
Oh, baby.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Oprah's going to have to do a second special.
Well, I was thinking, did she mention that at all in that special? Okay.
No, she didn't at all.
Yeah.
She didn't talk to anybody. It's like, I got pregnant in month four.
But are they saying it's because, well, I suppose further studies need to happen because.
Of course.
Is a pregnancy happening because you are taking Ozempic and the semi-glutides, or is it a result of perhaps other things that are happening to your health because of what is happening
to your body?
To your body because of these things.
I think it's the latter.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. For sure.
Yep. Everything's working better. I mean, if you're, all of your levels are level, if you're,
your eggs are coming down the tubes like, yeah!
They're running down.
Fertilize me!
Like a slip and slide.
Yeah! Right. They're I'm like Richard, ready.
Richard Simmons. They're all oiled up and they have tank tops on. They're ready to go.
Oh, sweating to the. Yeah.
Not so oldies.
Yeah.
Well, there we go.
Uh-huh. Just an FYI. You know, maybe it's a good thing, bad thing. Just
depending on your situation.
It's a thing to be aware of.
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go. Don't learn anything on the show. Pokes are back.
Oh, and also, too, on these websites, it does say that if you do become pregnant, stop taking it. Now, of course, talk to your doctor, of course, but that was another just quick little thing as well.
Got it.
Poking,
Lex.
We're not talking about Ozempic babies?
No. I mean, I think the first step of the Ozempic baby. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It starts with Facebook poking, and then it ends up you're an Ozempic baby.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Is that the chain? Yeah.
Well, real life poking.
Yeah, that's the circle of life we're talking about. You guys, Poke is back on Facebook.
Oh, man, I never poked anyone there. I'm still confused by what that is.
It's just like going, hey.
Hey.
Oh, it's like a little flirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Now, it's like, what's up?
Apparently, poking never really went away, but Facebook buried this feature deep within its depths. So, you know, they wanted to make it obsolete without making it obsolete. But apparently, the poke feature is making a comeback. And it's easier to find now. And Gen Z is loving it. They're like, hey!
Hi.
When they're even using Facebook at all, because quite frankly, it's not really where Gen Z is hanging out these days. But maybe the poke is coming back and it's having a moment. Now, Facebook says there's been a 13-fold spike in poking on Facebook in the past month alone. Sorry. And they're asking, who's poking who?
Who's poking who?
Who's poking who?
I'm just trying to figure out who would I poke? Right?
Your husband?
No. You know what I mean? But who would I poke? Like,
It could be a friend. It could be flirty. I see this escalating to the point of ironic obnoxiousness. You're like, hey, friend, how's it going? What's doing? What are you doing today? What?
Uh-huh.
Hi. Respond to me.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, maybe.
And Facebook Meta's getting the engagement they want. So.
Yeah, they sure are.
See, maybe the last thing you said, maybe I would use it to get the person's attention. Hello, you haven't responded to my message. Hello.
Yeah. So, yeah. Or, you know, just to be obnoxious to your friends.
Or that.
Like, being like,
I never used it.
I'm only poking my husband. And I know he wishes it was more.
He wishes there were more boats. So does my luck. So does mine. Yeah.
Yeah.
So does mine. Mine was trying this weekend. I wasn't up for it. Yeah. I was, nope, 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 honey, the snow. The snow's coming down. I can't.
Well, yeah, let's see. Where is the poke? I can't even find the poke.
Yeah, where?
Is I it couldn't on? Either.
And that's not that's not a metaphor. I'm looking on my Facebook.
Yeah.
And where
do I even look? Where did you poke before?
See, I have no idea. It just used to be a feature.
Poked in private.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm seeing memories, friends, marketplace, save, groups, feeds, events.
Well, it used to be under, you know, where you would see a comment under a picture that you would post? It used to be by like, reply, and then poke.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, my gosh. A lot of people have poked me. There's a whole list of your pokes. I just searched poke in the
regular
Google there.
You harlot.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. I've got pokes from 2010 in here.
Girl.
Wow.
Oh, look at this. Pokes.
You've been poked?
just poke. Just, yeah, in the search bar.
Yeah.
How do you search pokes?
Just write, yeah. Just
In your old-fashioned Facebook search bar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
just
okay,
write,
I'm there.
Write the word poke, and poke. Then, you know, it says see results for poke.
And
so you
want to
see results for poke.
Poke sent to me.
Dang.
Wow.
Poke your friends and see who has poked you. Okay?
Yep.
I'm clicking on that.
Yeah, that. Open that up.
Oh!
Wow.
Oh, look at that. Huh. I've been poked, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2017, wow. I was poked.
Yeah, I got some from
a woman named Lynn poked me in 2016. I'm going to poke Lynn back right now.
Hey. Yeah, it makes it very easy. You just put the button there.
I just did it. I just poked Lynn.
Wow.
These are all over a decade old.
Yeah, 2015.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, Phil Jones poked me. I got to get a cream for that. But
ointment.
Stephanie Hansen poked me in 2014. Let me poke her back.
Yeah.
There we go. I better.
Now, I don't know how the. I imagine that if you do poke somebody, it's going to show up in your notifications.
Yeah. Oh, Colleen Lindstrom poked me June 30th, 2015. Wow.
Well, poke her back.
I'm going to poke her back right now. Mm-hmm. Colleen, if you're listening, I just poked you.
Wow.
Okay. Well, we learned something.
Well, if you want to poke, it's back.
Yeah, it is.
Ask before you do it, though.
Yeah. Consent is good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even with Facebook poking. Yeah. Lots going on, including listener rewards has been refilled. Get tickets to Pink's October 17th performance of the X. You can snag tickets to see Thunder from Down Under at Grand Casino Hinkley or Chelsea Handler at Mystic Lake. Gift cards to Quick Trip, Ulta Beauty, Caribou, and more. Sign up for listener rewards on our website or our app, where there is absolutely no poking. We'll be back with the Monday edition of Am I the Asshat right after this.